Now, what about identifying women? You know, when this whole thing started out with the tamoxifen prevention trial, we had the Gale model, and I think it kind of like confused people. And then more recently, we've seen, you know, the concept of much more simplified approach. You know, finding women age 60, for example, with a prior breast biopsy, or age 60 with a family history, as, you know, enough to qualify as high risk. Is that the way you approach, or how do you actually identify these women?
Well, I think that the simplified risk models make a lot of sense when you're not trying to balance risk and toxicity. I think if you have major toxicities, then some more detailed quantification of risk probably makes sense. Personally, I found the Gale model and its availability on the computer relatively simple to use, but I think the problem is risk assessment is not something in a busy surgical practice or most other kind of practices that reimburses well or that most people have a lot of time to spend thinking about.
So bottom line, right now, as you go, you know, see patients and follow up, maybe a patient who's had a benign breast biopsy or a patient with a family history, what will trigger you to say, hey, you know, maybe you ought to think about taking raloxifene?
Well, I think that certainly any woman who has a biopsy that shows atypical hyperplasia needs to have chemo prevention discussed with her. There's no doubt about that. Women who have more than one first-degree relative with breast cancer, and for raloxifene, basically postmenopausal women who can get the anti-osteoporosis benefit, I think it's a win-win situation, and there you don't need a lot of risk. So that's pretty easy.
What's your experience been seeing people on the drug in terms of vasomotor symptoms and other sort of quality of life issues, particularly compared to tamoxifen?
In general, raloxifene has been relatively well tolerated in my practice. I think, you know, when you look at any endocrine manipulations, the spectrum of side effects across women varies fairly radically, and we're starting to learn some of the reasons for that. But in terms of a high rate of women discontinuing raloxifene because of side effects, no, I really haven't seen that.